this is how we brew it.
On 95BFM Breakfast, thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.
Hey!
Oh, does it?
Nah, it's always a vibe. It's the best thing on radio.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Christian.
Big claim.
Christian, that's pretty up there, I'd
fact
say.
Check? I don't know.
Christian's coming hot with just like bold claims.
Yes.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's amazing.
It's up there. We've got Christian here. Morena.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I know why I've come in hot this morning. It's because I'm well caffeinated.
Have you been drinking this or something else?
No, I've had two long blacks this morning.
Oh yeah, excellent.
I just realised also on my way in here that it's I've had two long blacks, which is pretty. Yeah, we're in good
8:30.
Areas.
Before
8:30. Yeah, before 8:30. Yeah.
You had breakfast.
No breakfast on board.
Just
purely caffeine, 8:30 caffeine just pulsating through my bloodstream.
Awesome. I've got a question.
It's
what
a great
do you think
to be in?
Yeah.
So true. I've got a question. What do you think the like average amount of coffees a person in the 8:30 offices or roastery drinks per day is?
I mean, it ranges, to be honest.
Yeah.
You've got to have a good strategy through the day.
Yeah. It's about stamina.
Yeah. It's
a
like
marathon,
and longevity.
Yeah. Because sometimes what happens is you'll have, like I've done this morning, two long blacks the morning. No breakfast. And then what happens is, say, I don't know, today's the day, Monday, where we just have like a coffee tasting in the afternoon, so you're just absolutely loaded with coffee, just galore. So
big day for you today.
Big day today. Plus then there's always delicious filter brews around the roastery too, so you can just have like a sneaky couple of those, and then by the end of the day you've had like 12.
We had thoughts and prayers for Christian today, please.
Yes, we had the wonderful beautiful filter.
The Colombian Popeye.
Yes.
Colombian.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Yeah.
We had some of that on Thursday.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Really. And
nice.
I probably had like four more cups of coffee than I usually do.
Yeah. It's sneaky too, isn't it? Because it tastes
easy to drink.
Really like tea, basically.
It's quite subtle.
Yeah. And then by the end of it, you're just absolutely, you know, bouncing off the walls.
It's like when you have a few too many like sugary cocktails because they just taste like juice.
Yes.
And then you're screwed.
So yeah, I would say Sam Jarvis, our head roaster, is probably the most prolific coffee drinker. He starts his morning at 5 at the roastery, so he's firing the roasters up at 5, and he's probably on about his fourth or fifth coffee by the time I get in at 7. So yeah, that's pretty prolific. So
that is hardcore.
Yeah, that is pretty much just the man is 90% coffee at that point.
I hope his blood pressure's okay.
Yeah. Like I say, you've got to run a pretty tight ship. Otherwise, I probably had my first day a few weeks ago where I had actually had too much, and I was got the jitters and the nervous and the and what have yous. But
the Hat Man started coming out.
Okay. Speaking of delicious coffee that you might be on the verge of having too much of, because it's just that good. We've got Kenyon Gichathaini AA coffee.
Yep.
The last of this.
Yeah, we're on to probably the last sort of 2, maybe 3 weeks of the Kenya. It's been a great one to have around. But yeah, obviously coffee being seasonal and all that sort of thing, it's running out. And yeah, everyone's really enjoyed it. So it's on its way out.
Wow. And this was your first single, Origin, which you launched at like the very beginning of this year.
Yeah, I think it was the first one we talked about on the show after we came back from holiday. So we launched it sort of earlier this year, and it's been around for about 3 months, and then it's sort of shipping off again. So it's kind of one of those things with the singles is that they're quite seasonal. They often come in like a smaller amount.
Mm-hmm.
So of this one, we had two sort of sacks of 60 kilos, so that's 120 kilos through the roaster. Interestingly, you lose about 10% after you roast it.
Makes sense.
You start with 120, and then because it's drying out, you lose a lot of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So yeah, you do actually end up with a little less coffee there. But it's on its way, and we're sad to see it go. But be happy that it's happened, not sad that it's gone.
Yeah, and something else beautiful will replace it, no doubt.
Yeah.
So let's talk about coffee being seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm imagining that at certain parts of the year, you're expecting to see more coffee from certain parts of the world.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so a lot of it's driven by climate and also the weather and all those sorts of things. So, yeah, and interestingly as well, what you're kind of seeing from coffee is the price for coffee has been so high for the last sort of 2 years. And, yeah, it's largely driven by sort of, you know, more extreme weather events. So a lot of rain in Brazil last year. So what that did was brought the harvest right down. So then that pushes the price up again. Yeah. So it's really challenging for the coffee industry at the moment. So yeah, things like climate change are sort of, yeah, you're starting to actually see them play out in the price of that commodity. It had a really practical sort of effect on coffee. So but yeah, obviously what happens is, yeah, different flavors and different countries are producing at different times. So what it means for roasteries like us is we're sort of just out there. We get lots of importers coming to us and dropping samples and lots of tasty goodies off to us. And then we put them on the table, cut them, taste them, decide, oh yeah, that one's pretty good, that one's about right, sort of then match them off against the price that we can sell it for. And then, off we go to market.
Fascinating to learn a little bit about the lifespan of a coffee bean.
Yeah. And as I say, this one only came in quite a small amount.
Yeah.
So, we didn't have very much of it. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that AA means that it's sort of on the bougier end of the
best of the best.
The best of the best, even.
It's the best of the best. We've had a question from a listener. Someone's got a kettle that you can adjust the temperature of.
Sure.
I'm assuming they're using a French press. What's the ideal temperature? 90?
Might be one of those ones with the fancy things we were talking about last week.
The narrow spout, a little spiral into your Chemex or whatever it is.
That for them, but
love that for them. That's bougie.
You go, boo.
Sort of around that, like 85 to 90 is about right. You don't want to
for any sort of like filter. Plunger situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's sort of
85 to 90.
Yeah, again, we kind of update with the recipe on our website when we sell a coffee. So we often do temperature and things like that too. So, 85 to 90, you don't want to be too hot because by the time you come to drink it, you want it to be kind of at the cooler end because you'll get more of that flavour. It's that balance between temperature and what have you. Yeah,
and if you don't have a fancy bougie kettle like this lovely listener, just switch it on and then forget about it for a bit and then come back. Same effect.
that must be a pretty elite home setup if it's the adjustable temperature one.
I'm assuming with Getchathione AA we're talking filter is the best way to brew this.
On your V60 or your AeroPress or whatever you've got at home, it's the best way to extract the full flavour of the rambutan, the red currant and the red apple.
Yum. I love the alliteration and the tasting notes. Well done, everyone.
I just noticed on the way here that actually that they're all R's.
Yeah, that's what alliteration
is.
There's also notes of sour lollies, juicy black currant and chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Yummy. That's exactly what I want out of a cup of coffee. Yeah. I just want to feel like I'm drinking Chardonnay. So good. I'm sad to see this go.
Same. It's
no doubt. There'll be something else delicious that
we cut some really, really tasty ones on Thursday, I think it was, last week.
Were they top secret?
They're top secret. Can't tell you about them yet. Yeah. So, we had a couple of naturals on the table, which was interesting. A couple of goodies. So, yeah, keep an eye.
Very, very exciting. In the meantime, dear listener, if you want to win one of the last ever bags of Kenyan Getchathione AA coffee, all you have to do is tuku pātui mai, send us a text. Rima toru iwa rima, 5395 is the number. Send us your name, your B card number. And 8:30, 8:30 is one word with one T in the middle. You can text us all week. We're going to draw a winner on Ramere Friday.
Thursday.
Rapare.
Thursday.
Don't come to work on Friday.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Have the day off.
Thank God. yes.
I was planning on
I'm going to enjoy that sleep in. But Thursday. You've only got 4 days to enter, so you better crack on and get texting.
Yes.
And if you can't wait until Thursday to find out if you've won and you want to secure one of these last bags of beautiful Kenyan coffee, head over to 830's website and use the code 95bfm.com in the discount box to get 10% off.
Boom.
Boom. Well, thank you so much, Christian.
Thank you.
Thank
you. This was fun. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, the song I've chosen. So, we're in Kenya, so I'm choosing Kenyan music. And I've got a song by Coco M, who I actually can't remember if we've listened to before and we've previously done.
Oh my gosh, Kenya. Diva.
Yeah, she's gorgeous and she's very cool. Diva. She's from Nairobi. She's a DJ and producer. And I've been doing a little bit of reading. I was reading some Resident Advisor and Mixed Mag pieces about the club scene in Kenya. There's some very cool festivals and such, which look awesome. So we might have a lot of dance music this week. The track we're going to listen to is from her album Kilumi, which came out in 2022. And it features MC Sharon and Wood Baba. It's called Wunyo Nungo.
MC Siobhan Wood, Wood Baba, Coco M, Charlie Nader. Why they are? Amer Matien, Gikizungu inyalo wacho ni tipsy. Awinjo Coco M, Nyakanyesi kaka nungona ni busy. Gimedo bass, wang nikoro gidwaro moga gichizi. Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo. Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo.
A kodra, kaki winye mi a kodra. A bile matin a yodra. Kameja very bad bad. In this retreat baby ikri. And mano one gikoko em. Ma catch more morito.
And this for a bitch for a ikra. Mood men wabom yele nyaka kinka. Mangich go ema modi kele mesa. Wamorga, yasi mito kwa vigwelo giwadichka. Wadwa metho wadwa meka yogo mose kungi muya maler. Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo. Adwa winyo winyo winyo.
Doi winye 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 kisa kasta done done hold it down a sipa kwaki a umi a kipi wa maraki
adwa winyo 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 kisi kastin done done hold it down a sipa kwaki a umi kipi wa maraki
adwa winye 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 kisa kasta done done hold it down a sipa kwaki a umi a kipi wa maraki
and this for a bitch for a ikra mudber wabo miele nyaka kinka mangichgo ema mondi kele mesa. Wamorga, nyasi mito kwa vigwelo giwadichka. Wadwa metho wadwa meka jogo mose kungi muye malera. Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo. 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 Adwa winyo 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 nungo nungo.
That was
This Is How We Brew It
on 95 BFM Breakfast, thanks to 830 Coffee Roasters.